my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're featuring worldwide events with the Pollination Project. The Pollination Project is a learning laboratory for emergent indie philanthropy trends and practices. They proudly identify as a vegan organization and as a justice funder. The Pollination Project seeks to unleash goodness and expand compassion all over the world. They make daily seed grants to inspiring social change makers who are committed to a world that works for all. Their daily grant making began on January 1st, 2013, and since then, they have funded a different project every single day. They also make larger impact grants of up to $5,000 to projects that have demonstrated impact and success. Through a global network of grantees and community partners, they identify extraordinary grassroots leaders who would not likely qualify for funding from other foundations or institutions. The Pollination Project is the proud sponsor of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, celebrating unsung heroes of the global animal advocacy movement. The five awardees this year are from Latvia, Taiwan, India, and Texas. And also, Unparalleled Suffering Photography, an undercover investigator. Today's show is featuring Ms. Socorro Sukimala Sargent, an 84-year-old vegan activist in El Paso, Texas. Suki's been a vegan activist since the 1990s. After the break, we'll be joined by the Lisa Shapiro Award winners, Katrina Grigier and Evias Andersons. They are literally manifesting animal freedom with their powerful, noble work in Latvia. Lisa Shapiro Awards are named in memory of Lisa Shapiro, an unsung hero for animals who passed away in June 2015 at the age of 50. Lisa's legacy includes organizing hundreds of vegan events in her community and beyond, building and promoting vegan lifestyle brands, and inspiring and mentoring hundreds of new vegans over her decades of activism. The Pollination Project has given a no-strings-attached award of $2,500 each to the five animal activists selected by a diverse team of their peers. It is their way to acknowledge and uplift the love, commitment, and hard work being done on behalf of animals every day in every corner of the world. The winners also received a tithe of $250, donation made in their honor to any animal charity of their choice, plus a virtual celebration of their work. And on Vegan Nation, we're also celebrating World Vegan Day, November 1st, by featuring this part 1, 2, and 3 series of the Unsung Vegan Heroes of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. We're very fortunate to be joined by Ms. Socorro Sukimala Sargent. Thank you very much, Suki, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
You are amazing. You are just a goddess on earth, and thank you for your presence and your power and all that you do to create a compassionate, peaceful, loving world.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to hear about your story, starting from your birth in Mexico.
I was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, in 1933. And I came to the United States in 1953 when I got married for the first time. I was 20 years old. I was raised in Chihuahua, a family of German descent, and I ate a lot of foods that I'm appalled now that I ate, like brains and all kinds of stuff, but that's the way it was. In 1988, my youngest son was a teenager, and then one day he came from school and announced that he was going to be a vegetarian. I didn't fight him because we always think that eating meat is a necessary evil, but then after I started cooking vegetarian meals for my son, I realized that it is an evil, but it's not necessary at all, because you can live very healthy without eating any animal products. And so I became vegetarian myself, but then I started getting interested in his cause, which was animal rights. I started joining a lot of organizations, PETA, and won the animal rights in New Mexico, and then I started learning more and more about the cruelty involving not only the killing of the animals, but the raising of chickens for the eggs and the veal from the milk. And one of the issues of the PETA magazine that talked about how they cut the beaks to the chickens so they don't kill each other, because they're in such a close confinement that they kill each other, so they cut the beaks, and then how they destroy the little baby chicks, the males, which are no good for the egg industry. And then I decided that I wasn't going to take part of any of that cruelty and became vegan. I kept on reading, I kept on learning, and I read Diet for New America, and then when I finished reading that book, I knew beyond that I wasn't going to eat meat ever, and I haven't since 1988.
That's wonderful. Wow. And then how did you become an activist?
Well, because I started reading all about it, and then the New Mexico animal rights, I think we went to a trip and we passed by Albuquerque, and there was a little restaurant that sell vegan food, and so we stopped there, and I saw the New Mexico animal rights group, and I joined. And then one gentleman from Las Cruces, he was the one that worked in Las Cruces for the New Mexico, called me and asked me if I wanted to help him, and I said yes. So he said he wanted to have tables in El Paso. And I said, well, but I don't know. I was scared. I said, I don't know how. I said, I'll be with you, and I'll answer the questions if you don't know the answers. And we started going to the malls, and he had literature, and then I started thinking that we needed to have a group in El Paso, and I started collecting signatures at the tables. In 92, after I retired, because I was working at that time and I couldn't dedicate myself that much. And so I retired from Fort Bliss, you know, working civil service for 25 years, in 91. So in September of 92, I had enough names, and I started the Voice for All Animals, which was the first ever animal rights group in El Paso. And we started doing, you know, the rodeos, protest the rodeos for Free Friday, and all kinds of other protests when there were animal exploitation, the circus. And but the strange thing was that we had meetings at my house, and some of the members of the group, they say they couldn't do without meat. They had to eat meat. And so I thought, this is strange, you know, we're animal rights. But then I said, at that time I knew that 95% of the animals exploited for food was about 95%. So I decided that I wasn't going to work for just the 5%, which is the animals in the circus and the entertainment and, you know, all that other stuff. And so that's why I started the Vegetarian Society in 1993. In February 1993, and for a long time I had the two groups. We still did protest, and but we started doing dinners and potlucks with the Vegetarian Society, and we've had big speakers in the Vegetarian Society, and we used to have bi-monthly meetings Now we have it every quarter. And we've done this for 25 years. Next February will be 25 years. I have wonderful, wonderful volunteers, and the board is comprised with people that are very, very dedicated to this cause.
Thank you, Suki. That's very noble of you. You are greatly appreciated. That's really exciting to hear about a vegan group in El Paso, Texas.
But let me tell you, now there's not mine. There's not only the Vegetarian Society. There's three meetup groups, the vegan meetup groups. And one, and I don't know about it, maybe you know, the Anonymous for the Voiceless. Have you heard about them?
Yes, but I haven't heard about the chapter in El Paso, Texas.
Yes, they just started one. And they had a gathering, I think, the 4th, Saturday. There's three groups. I'm so excited because veganism is growing at a faster pace than when I started, of course. It's just wonderful.
We're listening to Ms. Socorro Suki Muller-Sargent in El Paso, Texas, a vegan activist who is one of the winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. We all know veganism is the practice of nonviolence, compassion, and radical inclusion without discriminating against anyone. So many people have this misunderstanding that dairy products and eggs are not products of violence. Can you give more details about that?
Of course. The reason I became vegan is because I found out how they kill the male chicks because they're no use for the egg industry. And there are many ways they kill them, and one of them is they put them in a grinder alive. They grind them up alive. Sometimes they put them in a bag and they suffocate each other because they're no use. And besides, eggs are not healthy for you. So that's one of the reasons I became vegan, because of that. And then the milk industry, the male also are no good for the milk industry because the males do not produce milk. The cows are artificially inseminated. And if you see a video of how they do that and how they cry, you will never drink milk again. It's suffering. It's a horrible thing. And besides, the cows are killed after they produce after 4 years of producing the babies, they're killed for a hamburger. So you're not saving them. On the contrary, I think they suffer more than the cows. They are raised for meat because some of them are in a pasture, but the cows that are going to be milk for the milk are in horrible conditions. And my own story is this. When I quit, I had terrible allergies all my life, terrible. And after I quit the drinking milk and cheese, after a few months, I realized that I didn't have allergies anymore. And to these days, I don't have those allergies. So that was a positive side on my part, on my body, because I quit drinking milk and cheese.
And I saw your photo on the Pollination Project's website, and you are beautiful. You are a shining example of health and sunshine.
Thank you. You have to show that veganism is healthy. And so they have they feel better if they become vegans. They think they're going to die. My brother used to call me many years ago and call me and tell me, Socorro, you got to eat at least a little bit of meat or chicken, something, because you're going to get sick. Well, he's the one that is sick, not me. So
that's really important.
And there's so many meat analogs now. I love the Gardein burgers. I think those are the best. If you eat a plant-based diet, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Yes, thank you. We're listening to Ms. Socorro Suki Muller-Sargent, a vegan activist in El Paso, Texas. She's an 84-year-old powerhouse of love on this planet, and she's one of the winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. And Suki, we're coming to a close in today's interview. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Well, a lot of people are afraid of eating vegan, And they think also that is more expensive, but that's not true. And my answer to them is, if you don't have money to eat healthy, where are you going to find the money to pay the doctor or get sick? And learn about the animal agriculture. A lot of people are afraid. When I start talking to them, they say, I don't want to know. But they need to learn. What you cannot face, you cannot change. And if they're afraid of facing it, it's because they're afraid they will have to change. And you feel so much better because you know that you're not partaking in cruelty. And that it's a wonderful feeling to know that. There's so many websites, there's so many books they can read. There's so many dishes they can prepare. There's so many that if I can take cookbooks and prepare one different dish a day, I can prepare one different dish 365 days a year. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to the animals, you owe it to the environment. And everything related to plant-based diet and veganism is positive. And everything related to animal food is negative. The only thing they can tell me is that it tastes good. But is that a reason to keep on eating it when you know there's so much cruelty involved in it?
Thank you, Suki. You are a wise woman, and we greatly appreciate you, and we're greatly honored that you have joined us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for asking. I didn't expect this, and never in my life I expected this award. Never, never, never. But I'm proud that I got it, and they are a wonderful organization. They really are. And I didn't know anything about it until I got the award. And I'm glad I know them now.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I look forward to hearing your speeches worldwide, because you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Suki. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Ms. Socorro Suki Mulla Sargent in El Paso, Texas, a vegan activist. You can reach Suki via her website with her organization, and that website is vsep.org. Suki is one of the winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. Tune in to Vegan Nation every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for music, news, and events about the vegan lifestyle, right here on WCUW 91.3 FM and around the world at WCUW.org. And now we're moving on to the other winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, and that is the awesome vegan couple in Latvia, Katrina Krieger and Avies Andersens. Due to technical difficulties, their interview will be aired instead on December 1st. In today's program, we're going to be hearing from Katrina and Avies in an excerpt from their previous interview on October 1st with Carolyn Bailey, the founder and host of Animal Rights Zone, the AR Zone, based out of Australia.
Why is animal advocacy such an important part of your life?
Yeah, for me, I guess animals have always been a very important side of life. I was interested in animals since early childhood, but to become an activist, it was inspiration from people that we met in vegan society, like people who try not only be ethical themselves, but also to change the system that makes whole society kind of sick, you know. And so this inspiration from people, from other activists, I guess, made me an activist. When you see somebody who does great things, you want to want to do the same. And so for me, animal rights activist just is now, it's like a part of life that I cannot imagine myself without. So I'm already so into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, it started somewhat unusual. Maybe I have been trained as a philosopher, and it for some moment, especially after becoming vegan or starting to get interested in these ideas, I became puzzled as to why it is impossible to argue for the truth of these ideas, for the ethics, and you cannot just approach an average person and somehow prove that these ideas are right. And the more I was puzzled, the more I got into this idea that I have to find this way to get this message across. And so it is started as some kind of a game, but then I discovered that there is a meaning for me. And in Latvia, this social justice movement and the social justice issues, it's a very new thing here, and the society is only 25 years after a totalitarian regime, and the things that many take for granted in Western societies in Latvia is just starting to develop. And I hope that our work is also providing a good example how to become active, how to take things into our own hands, and how to change this world for better.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. I'd like to, again, congratulate you on the award. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank you both for everything that you continue to do to make our world a better place.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the interview and for this chance to with animal rights people who listen to your
No member of the animal kingdom nurses past maturity. No member of the animal kingdom ever did a thing to me. So I don't eat red meat or white fish. Don't give me no blue cheese.
Listening to Avar's and Katrina's interview last month with the AR Zone, based in Australia, with founder and host Carolyn Bailey. Much thanks to Carolyn for sharing this excerpt of her interview. Avar's and Katrina's Vegan Nation interview will be aired on December 1st, so please tune in for their interview on December 1st. And this awesome theme song by Prince is on Carolyn Bailey's Animal Rights Zone. We've been joined by the vegan couple in Latvia, Katrina Kajer and Avijas Andersons. They are the vegan activists who are the winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. Before the break, we are joined by the vegan activist in El Paso, Texas, 84-year-old Ms. Socorro Suki Mulla Sargent, another winner of the Lisa Shapiro Awards. Last week, we were also joined by other winners of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, the vegan activists in Dharamshala, India, and Taipei, Taiwan. In Taipei, we were joined by Chape Jesse Chang and Yu Shante, another vegan couple. And then also we were joined in India by the Tibetan vegan activist and dentist, Dr. Dawa Dolkash, with the Dharamshala vegan movement. And 2 weeks ago, we were joined by the other winner of the Lisa Shapiro Awards in the USA, and that was the undercover investigator at Unparalleled Suffering Photography. So this completes our special featuring the part 1, 2, and 3 winners, the vegan activists of the Lisa Shapiro Awards, sponsored by the Pollination Project. And we'd all like to give a shout out to all the vegan activists. You're all heroes, and we greatly appreciate your work in building a world that is compassionate, nonviolent, and includes radical inclusion, which is the practice of non-discrimination. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation.
I think, therefore I am a vegan. World peace begins in the kitchen.
healthy, happy and fulfilling lives without harming those who share this world with us. Why on earth wouldn't we? Since we can be healthy, happy and fulfilling lives without harming those who share this world with us. Why on earth wouldn't we? Oh, since we can lead healthy, happy and fulfilling lives without harming those who share this world with us. Why on earth wouldn't we? Oh, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegan nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
For the animals.